you still have to pay it back. With everything that's going on right now, lots of entrepreneurs are wondering whether or not they should take the money that is being made available to them from the governments, from their landlords, and from their creditors. Welcome, welcome, welcome to this week's episode of Dylan's Podcast. I am Dylan Gallagher, and this is my podcast where once a week I take a topic that entrepreneurs are either thinking about or talking about with me. In the normal course of my day, I get to talk with lots of different people about lots of different things, all centered around small and medium-sized businesses that are looking to fix, fund, or grow their way out of the moment and the situation that they are in right now. And with everything that's going on in the marketplace, it's a pretty tricky time. And this week I'm focusing on the topic of the money that is being made available from governments, from creditors, from banks, and maybe how a smaller, medium-sized business owner should be thinking about it. And so hopefully you find this helpful. But before I begin, thank you so much for everybody that tunes in, for the comments and the text messages that I get when these episodes go live. It's great to know that some of you are getting value out of this and in these trying times, that I am one of the voices that you choose to listen to either get that stone put in your shoe or to be encouraged to keep going with whatever it is that you are trying to whatever you're trying to take advantage of right now. So to all the entrepreneurs and business owners that are out there, it can be a lonely place. I am hoping that my voice is one of those voices that can give you some straightforward, practical advice that you can do something with once you're done listening to the episode. So thank you for tuning in. I'm going to turn my attention to the talk of free money, because that is how it is being perceived by many of the entrepreneurs and small business owners that I'm talking to. And what I'm referring to are the government comments that have been made around the money that is being given or made available to employers and to businesses to help them keep people employed, as well as to banks that are offering to do deferrals, as well as landlords that are offering to do deferrals, as well as creditors that maybe will simply accept whatever money that you can give to them. So here is how I'm thinking about these things right now in the context of real life businesses that have, for the most part, seen a massive drop in their revenue. And so if you're an entrepreneur that has experienced this drop in revenue, and if you're like me, where you think that this is probably going to be protracted, which means that it'll still be some time before the market returns to whatever the new normal is, because it's not going to be like it was. It'll be different. The market will return, but when it does return, it's going to be different than it was. And so if you think you've got a bit of a road ahead of you, one of your considerations must be, how do you get from here to there? And I think maybe just from a practical point of view, your business, it costs a certain amount of money to run your business. Your business is capable of generating a certain amount of money. And as long as the amount that you generate is more than what it costs you to run it, that you should have some profit left over at the end of the day. What I'm hearing from entrepreneurs and business owners with respect to the money that is being made available to them in many different forms, in some cases, we've heard the government say that they will allow payroll tax deferrals. They will allow corporate tax and sales tax deferrals, which is great. But if you don't have any revenue, chances are you probably aren't hiring people. And in fact, you have probably laid people off. And so the idea of getting a payroll tax deferral, a sales tax deferral, or an income tax deferral probably means nothing to you. It's not money in your bank. It is money that you owe for people that you've already paid, for revenue you've already collected. And your decision to kick it down the road just means that whenever the market returns to its new normal, that you're going to be in a position to have to ultimately pay for those deferrals. And then that thinking continues into working with your landlords. Landlords, I think, are interesting because I'm not really sure what's going to happen there. I find it hard to believe that everything is just going to go back to how it was and landlords are going to continue to collect the rent that they were collecting before, because I think many employers are not going to bring back all the staff that they had before. I think working from home has shown employers that they may not need all of the physical space that they were renting. And so if you have deferred your lease agreement or your lease payment or your rent payment, then at some point, presumably you're going to have to pay for those deferrals as well. If it's on your mortgage, you're going to have to pay for those as well. And even your credit cards or your lines of credit, you're going to have to pay for those as well at some point. So my philosophy is it's harder to make the tough decisions right now to do the cutting, to get yourself down to a level that your business can afford, and then to work your way back up, as opposed to subsidizing whatever your business can't do right now with capital that ultimately, in some shape or form, is going to have to be repaid. And I think about it like this. I think about it in terms of a business owner spends 20 or 30 years building a business. And I'm talking not about, you know, kind of high-tech businesses where the life cycle's shorter. I'm just talking about everyday businesses. And a business owner may run his business for a couple of decades. And at the end of a couple of decades, hopefully he has paid off or she has paid off all of their debts that it took to make the business successful. They've paid off their equipment. They've maybe bought a building, whatever the case might be. And they are looking forward to a retirement. And that retirement may take the form of selling the business to a competitor, selling it to management, whatever the case might be. For whatever deferrals you end up accepting as an entrepreneur or a business owner, at some point, those deferrals are going to become due and payable. And all things being equal, it may mean that you've just tacked on another 6 months or another year of having to run your business in a certain way in order to be able to make good on those deferrals that you've been given, whether it was the government giving you the deferral or your creditors or the bank. At some point, you're going to have to square that up. And I'm of the opinion that if you can't square it up today, then take the loss today. Take the hit today, because it's cheaper to do it today than it is to load up your balance sheet with obligations that at some point you're going to have to repay. And I do understand that some of the money is forgivable and some of it is interest-free. And so this is not a comment, my opinion isn't meant to be taken for every single case. It's really just as an entrepreneur, to help give you something to think about. And when it comes to taking money into your business, I've always been of the opinion that money is usually never the problem. There's usually something else that is causing the problem, and not having any money is just a symptom. And so if you've listened to the podcast for a while, or you've read my blog, or you've had a chance to interact with me personally, you'll know that I typically work backwards to say, why is it that you don't have any money? Or why is it that you need the money? What went wrong on your way to this particular conversation or to the thought that says, hey, I need to pump some money into my business? Was it that your business wasn't profitable and so you overextended yourself, or your suppliers and your vendors ended up financing your business? Was it that you took on an investor or you took on a banker in hopes that you could use their money today to get a better result than the business could have gotten on its own without that money? What was the reason and what went wrong? And it typically falls around the same themes, which are we don't have the revenue, or if we have the revenue, we can't figure out how to make any money with that revenue. It seems like our costs are always greater than what our revenue is, or the timing of our revenue and our costs don't line up. So those are all the problems that can be fixed. But simply accepting capital without knowing the underlying problem, and more importantly, without having a way to repay that capital, I've never seen as a prudent decision. I am aware that there are unique circumstances where businesses simply do need the cash. That, you know, maybe the cash is the answer because in a moment right now, their customers aren't paying them, but they're still busy. And they're busy doing work for people that one day, hopefully, they can get paid from. And so maybe there's some money to be taken in the short term to cover that gap. And then when your customers pay you to repay it. But ultimately, if you're not sure what your business is going to look like, if you think that we're in for a bit of a stretch where things are not going to be like they were, then filling your balance sheet with money and obligations that you're going to have to repay later in the future just generally isn't a good decision today, unless you have done the work to understand how your business will be better having taken that money. There is something to be said about taking money under duress and under pressure. In fact, I do believe that in a court of law, if a lender has forced you into a position and has put you in duress as a borrower, that oftentimes the court doesn't look good. On those types of lenders and ultimately considers that predatory lending. And in your business, it's the same philosophy that applies. If you're going to take money under duress or under pressure, oftentimes you may not be thinking clearly and you might be reacting to a situation instead of giving yourself some time to proactively try to think through what's actually going on in your business. So I'm of the opinion, and have now had to execute on that opinion, that you take the hits quickly, you make the tough decisions as fast as possible, and you simply get to work assuming that what you have to work with today is what you're going to have available to you tomorrow. And what that does is it resets your expectation, it removes false hope from the decisions that you're trying to make, and it allows you to approach your business from a position of saying, how do I actually solve these problems? And yes, for those of you that have paid attention, I've used the word actually twice in less than a minute. I'm working on it. Bear with me. But by taking the hit and making the tough decision, I do believe you set yourself up for success. I am surprised right now that I'm still hearing of employers that are now only laying off staff. And given that most businesses, if they're lucky, have 1 or 2 months of free cash flow, that those 1 or 2 months are now gone, which means they are now running their business for the rest of their fiscal year, either break even or at a loss. And that's unfortunate because had they made tougher decisions quicker, they may have been able to ultimately save their business, which, to be honest, would have saved their jobs of their teams. Everyone could have made the tough decisions sooner and then could have gotten back to work quickly as well. So if you're an entrepreneur and you're a leader, I would think hard about the benefits, the subsidies, the grants, the interest-free money, the forgivable loans that your business is taking, because at some point you still have to pay it back. And there's nothing worse than taking on an obligation, realizing that what you have to work with today is probably what you're going to have to work with tomorrow, and being 6 or 12 months down the road and saying to yourself, I should have never taken that money. It's messed up our tax, and it's messed up our cash flow. Or maybe you send me an email and say, Dylan, you were 100% completely wrong. We took advantage of all of the programs that were available in our business. Today is better for it. Can't wait to receive emails like that. I'm not optimistic that I'm going to get any of those, but maybe I do. And if I do, I certainly will make it known here on the podcast. I have no problem eating crow, as it were. Because my job is to help an entrepreneur realize that they're not alone, that there are many entrepreneurs in a very difficult situation right now, trying to figure out how to make the best decisions possible. My advice is if over the last couple of weeks you've seen your business fall apart, my guess is that by now it's probably settled down somewhere, and this is probably where you can expect it to be for the foreseeable future. And if your business doesn't work right now and you can't figure out how to make it work right now, you can continue to see what other businesses are doing who are in the same situation, or you can take the help that's available to see if your business can hang on a little bit longer, or you make the tough decision to simply walk away. I was talking with an entrepreneur today that was very frustrated because he had made just a whole swack of changes to his business only to get hit with COVID-19. And now is thinking, you know what? It's probably best that we just take our lumps. I did hear one time from someone that I know very well that your first loss is your best loss. And I know from personal experience that oftentimes I have tried to prop up my losses, thinking that my next time up to bat was going to be better, only to discover that not only did I not get up to bat a second time, but when I did get up to bat a second time, it was nothing like the first time. And I would have been better to take my lumps when I could. So I'm not trying to be discouraging today. I'm simply trying to give those entrepreneurs and business owners that are out there that are trying to navigate through this very difficult moment, something to think about. And something to think about is face the hard truth that this is what you have to work with right now. Find a way to make it work. If you don't think it's going to work, then make the tough decisions. If you are going to take advantage of the help that's available, then at least do the work to see what it would take to repay that help, or to give that help back, or to get it off of your balance sheet when the time comes. And you may just decide that it's simply not worth it. And that's what I'm hearing a lot of right now. It's great to read in the headlines that the help is available, but for business owners that are concerned about the future and don't share an optimistic opinion that the world's just simply going to boot back up again like it was in January or December, they're making different decisions right now. And so they are looking to give meaningful work to their staff, maybe by reducing hours or changing job descriptions. But they're doing the work right now, and I would encourage you to do the same thing. So I'm not sure if that's what you needed to hear. I hope there was some value in what you did hear on this episode. And if you did, please rate, subscribe, or give a review to the podcast, because then it gets in front of other people. And as I've always said, you can reach out to me. I'm a pretty easy guy to get a hold of. You can find me most frequently on LinkedIn, which is where most of my interactions happen. And I would encourage you to go to bridgecap.ca and get yourself a BridgeCap account, because there are some really great tools in there that will get you thinking about your business and trying to put some work into what your tactics and your strategy should be now in terms of what your business should be working towards. So thank you for tuning in. Please make sure to let me know what you thought so that I can continue making this podcast as valuable as possible for you. And I look forward to catching you on next week's episode.